Yeah, thank you, Drew, and let's pray to the Holy Spirit that this telephone line stays up. I'm here in Rome, and let's pray too for the Holy Father, for Pope Francis, and for all the people who are receiving this news from around the world, because there's a lot of spin that's being put into it by certainly the secular media, also from some of the people in the Catholic left, I suppose you could say, who are really trying to twist what the Pope's saying in order to get it to fit into their agenda. But just as you said, Drew, what the Pope is proposing here is the traditional teaching of the Church applied to a particular situation, a particular circumstance. And clearly what Pope Francis is really concerned about here is the individual that he has right in front of him. In fact, this documentary, which was presented today in Rome, the whole point of the documentary is to show how the man, Pope Francis, shows such great concern and really a Christian heart towards the marginalized, people who are on the fringes, people who have suffered some particular tragedy, even catastrophe. And it's within this context in which he's speaking about people who have been really rejected by their families on account of their same-sex attraction, and how they, as all of us, have the right to a family, and they have a right especially to consider ourselves children of God. We all have a family because God is our Father. And that's really the main thing. We know that family, according to Catholic teaching, which Pope Francis has affirmed many times, is the family is based on marriage between a man and a woman. And of course, it's open to life and it's open to children. And this is the kind of family that people who undergo the difficulty of same-sex attraction are to be, of course, they're all born within such a family, need to be loved within such a family, and they need to be accepted as we're all accepted, not accepted as they are, because none of us are accepted just as we are. All of us, we are the people who love us, want us to become better, and they want us to strive for holiness. We're all called to holiness. And above all, they want us to strive for holy purity, for chastity, by means of which we can really open up our hearts to the love of God. And that means loving men and women as not never as objects, but as persons, according to the vocation that God has given us.